Adam Fryer, good morning, buddy.
G'day, TK. How are you, mate? And you could actually technically say it's 0.285 billion. That might sound a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think we can really start comparing it with AFL and NRL, but suffice to say, you'd be pretty happy with 285 million.
Oh, look, I think you can compare it with the other codes because you're actually, they're buying SANZAAR, which is South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and of course now Japan and Argentina. So it is a divvied up pool. And look, in saying that, with the matches that are played in Australia, rugby matches, that is, compared to AFL and NRL per match, it actually compares quite well. And I think with rugby, and I know the number isn't anywhere near that, I think it's the biggest uplift we've had out of any sport. So I'm not saying it is because of the World Cup, but everything is moving towards the right direction. You've got a Wallaby team that everyone's sort of back in, I won't say in love with, but are favouring again. And you got a code which is showing so much promise with, you know, Japan and also Argentina entering the Super Rugby competition. I certainly know in Sydney here, club rugby is flying because of Channel 7 too. So it is all going pretty well, but we've got some work to do. And now we've got to make sure that these funds go to the right places. And I think Bill even said yesterday, a lot of that's going to be part of the strategy of going into the community. And you need to grow the game from the mud. If you keep flowering the top of the petals, it ain't going to grow. So it's an important one we need to make sure we deliver all the cash right.
And Adam, do you feel that from a grassroots perspective that had dropped off in recent years?
Oh, look, I think that's the difficult thing with sport nowadays. I think if you talk to anyone in the community, and of course I've got a great love of Randwick, I still go down there. I think all club sport is struggling. I think participation across the board is struggling because kids are now picking up their joysticks and playing computer games and they are going out in sport. Mm. So the hard thing about club rugby and community rugby, it's a professional sport in the way they approach it, but they just don't have the funds
Correct.
To run a high-performance unit. And you'd probably find that across cricket as well, Slat. But I do think this is, it's a positive one now moving forward that we can start to look at different projects and actually grow the game. And that's what I think rugby's trying to do with different products. Now there's a different variant of Viva Sevens and all types of things. And look, the other thing I didn't mention this coming year, which is such a big one for us, you've got Eddie Jones in England coming out. And, of course, men's and women's going over the Olympics in the sevens tournament. So it is a really good time for rugby. And we need to sort of, be pretty proud of where we are because it's been a challenging time the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, terrific. Adam, look, we just wanted to get you on, celebrate the success, Santa arriving early for the ARU, and just say a big thanks, mate, for all your help throughout the year.
Oh, mate, and thanks, guys. And I'll tell you what, there's one show in Sydney that fully supports us at breakfast time, and that's Big Sports Breakfast. And rugby's very, very happy to have you guys on board. It's been a great year, and hopefully there'll be plenty more to celebrate next year.
Yeah, we love it too, mate, and we thank you for your contribution. Good on you, Adam Fryer there, and Merry Christmas.